Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 6th, 2023, through Friday, March 10th, 2023. Monday, March 6th, 2023. Orinda man sentenced to 40 months for bank fraud, wire fraud, money laundering. Alan Safahi of Orinda was sentenced to 40 months in federal prison following fraud and money laundering convictions arising from a fraudulent prepaid debit card scheme which created $2.7 million in unfunded liabilities. Safahi was convicted on June 30, 2022, following a four-week bench trial before Senior United States District Judge Susan Ilston. In a 39-page order, Senior U.S. District Judge Ilston found Safahi guilty of one count of bank fraud, four counts of wire fraud, and one count of money laundering. As detailed in the court order, Safahi developed an elaborate fraud scheme in which he collected money from clients to buy prepaid debit cards, and while accurately reporting the card's balances to his clients, he in turn used a funding-on-demand scheme to defraud the bank that supported his cards. In Safahi's scheme, legitimate clients paid Safahi's company, Card X, in full for prepaid debit cards, but Safahi reported to the bank only the amount the clients had spent on the card as the card's balance. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, March 7, 2023. New defendants charged in $50 million Ponzi scheme involving off-the-road tires. John K. Eckert Jr. and Afif Baldighi were indicted by a federal grand jury for their roles in one or more alleged conspiracies involving wire fraud, money laundering. Eckert, the alleged leader of a multi-state conspiracy, is believed to have conspired with previously convicted and sentenced defendant Jason E. Adkins of Jackson, Ohio, Baldighi and others to orchestrate a $50 million Ponzi scheme that defrauded more than 50 investors. According to the indictment, from 2021 until at least in or around late 2018, Eckert presented himself to potential investors as an entrepreneur and businessman with expertise in the market for off-the-road tires. Co-conspirators allegedly solicited millions of dollars from investor victims under false pretenses. Investors were told their money would be used to buy off-the-road tires at a steep discount, and that the tires would then be resold to a buyer at a much higher rate. Investors were promised a 15 to 29% rate of return on investment, generally within 100 days. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, March 8, 2023. Federal jury finds man guilty of procuring U.S. citizenship illegally during execution of multi-million-dollar COVID-19 fraud scheme. Joff Sten Roy Philosaint was found guilty of illegally obtaining his U.S. citizenship by lying about fraud that he committed while his citizenship application was pending. According to evidence presented at trial, prior to April 2020, Philosaint, a Haitian national, had applied to become a U.S. citizen. While his U.S. citizenship application was pending, Philosaint engaged in a sophisticated COVID-19 fraud scheme. Specifically, from April 2020 through May 2021, Philosaint submitted fraudulent applications on behalf of 11 businesses, seeking a total of about $3 million from COVID-19 relief programs. During his interview with a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officer on December 15, 2020, Philosaint falsely stated that he had never committed a crime for which he could be arrested and that he had never made misrepresentations to receive a public benefit in the United States. Philosaint was naturalized as a U.S. citizen based on false representations. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, March 9, 2023. Two business owners sentenced for conspiring to pay bribes in exchange for municipal contracts in Puerto Rico. Mario Villegas Vargas and Jose Bo Santiago were sentenced for their involvement in separate bribery schemes in which they gave payments to the mayor of the municipality of Cayetano, Puerto Rico, in exchange for the mayor's awarding of municipal contracts to their respective companies. Other public officials in Puerto Rico have already pleaded guilty to receiving bribe payments from JR Asphalt, including the former mayors of Aguas, Buenas, Guayama, and Trillillo Alto, and the former directors of the public works of Guayama and Cataño. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, March 10, 2023. Forsage founders indicted in $340 million DeFi crypto scheme. Four founders of Forsage, a purportedly decentralized finance DeFi cryptocurrency investment platform, were indicted for their role in a global Ponzi and pyramid scheme that raised approximately $340 million from victim investors. According to court documents, the four defendants, all Russian nationals, allegedly coded and deployed smart contracts that systemized their combined Ponzi pyramid scheme on the Ethereum, Binance Smart Chain, and Tron blockchains. Analysis of the computer code underlying Forsage's smart contracts allegedly revealed that, consistent with a Ponzi scheme, as soon as an investor invested in Forsage by purchasing a slot in a Forsage smart contract, the smart contract automatically diverted the investor's funds to other Forsage investors, such that earlier investors were paid with the funds from later investors. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.